She started a number of years ago in special education, and she has spent her last 12 years in corrections in other capacities. But we are delighted to have her this morning, and she's going to give you an overview of who and how many are incarcerated in New Mexico. She will sort of set the stage for Dr. Lingell and Dr. Comfort. So, Gail, if you want to come on up here, we'll get underway.
Good morning. Where's my clicker? Wanted to talk about who are the people and what are the statistics for New Mexico of people incarcerated. So one, if you've read the Pew study, there's 1 in 100 adults incarcerated throughout the nation. In New Mexico, it's 1 in 239. Now that's, you cannot compare the Pew study with ours because that, we're talking about just the prisons. We are not calculating the cost, the jails or the detention facilities. Of that 1 in 128 adult men, 1 in 642 adult women. The adults in prison, let's go back. We're going to skip over some because we're going to hurry through. We took a snapshot of the population on November the 6th. There are 6,338 total inmates incarcerated. 5,757 are men, 581 on that day were women. Released, and I think this is what's so shocking. You looked at the one previous and you noticed that the 6,000 incarcerated, well, we released 3,694 offenders every year. 3,159 and 535 women.
Is that just an average?
That was a...
Or 1 year?
That was 1 year. All right. We wanted to discuss a little bit about what the recidivism, and we're comparing apples and oranges here. We look at the recidivism of FY05 and our SOAR program, which is Success for Offenders After Release, which is a national model. It's a heavy case management model of identifying the barriers of offenders and working on their barriers while they're incarcerated. So the you can look at the statistics, and the FY 30% come back as compared to SOAR, which is 21%. If you'll just look at if they've been out for 12 months, 30% come back. At 24 months, 42%, and at 36, 46% come back compared to our SOAR numbers. Okay, incarcerating parents, which is why we're here. 1,159 or 32% of released offenders with drug offense, 491 parents of minor children, 358 or 73% of those people are fathers, and 133 or 27% are mothers. Now, children of incarcerated, of those 491 parents with a drug offense have children, that's 1,035 children. Or 513 sons and 522 daughters. Now this was a little controversial, and I think we're going to have to look at this again. The average length of stay for convicted of a drug offense in New Mexico, the average is 489 days, or 1.34 years, or 16 months. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because this is very complicated, and I just wanted to give you an overview. This is the caseload of 2006 of probation and parole and the different programs. If you'll notice, obviously the standard probation and parole is 21,033 offenders were on probation and parole, and then the smaller group, 828 were in community corrections, 37 were in residential treatment, that's a female facility in Los Lunas. 85, we're in, this is a residential treatment that's also in Fort Stanton, and it's also in Española. And 307, we're in intensive supervision, and these are individuals who have high needs and, high, and are also high risk. Let's skip over that one. Probation and parole average annual cost per person. This is the cost, now we were talking about the large number of individuals in probation and parole, the $21,000, it's $1,019 per person incarcerated in case management in probation and parole. If you look at the difference, you'll see that there's $43,505 per person. That's the cost of being in the residential treatment at Los Lumas in the, for the women. Again, the residential treatment, the one in Fort Stanton and the one in Española is $17,890. And intensive supervision, where there were about 380, I believe, it's $5,151 per person. So here's the daily cost. Just want you to. Again, the most expensive is the residential treatment facility in Los Lunas, which is $119 per day per offender that's in that program. And I want they wanted me to do a brief overview of this, and that's what I'm doing. And I very much will stand for questions afterwards because. Our numbers, we are just getting started really with the statistics on how we collect our data, and I think we need to dig deeper, and I'll be looking forward to talking to Tom a little bit more about that.